Yeah.
And the flues for the stoves. Mm-hmm. But a chimney is for a fireplace. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have a fireplace. Do you have one now?
No. Uh-uh.
You never lived in a house?
No, I've been over there a lot of times. My granddad, A.Y. Barr, he,
mm-hmm.
yes, he had fireplaces. He had two in that house, one in each end. That's the way they used to make them, a big hole way down the middle.
Well, you know, you were talking about chimney. Would you call the same kind of a thing, except on a factory or industrial plant, would you still call it a chimney?
Well, no, the factory would be smokestack.
Oh, yeah, you call it a smokestack.
Smokestack.
Well, now, like you were telling me about at your grandfather's, he had two fireplaces.
Right.
What would you call the open place on the floor that
that's
would be right in front?
The hearth in front of the fireplace.
Right, right.
That's the hearth.
Yeah, and then the part, like inside the fireplace, there'd be two metal things that you'd lay the logs on.
That's the fire dogs.
And then up on top of the fireplace, there'd be
a mantle up
right.
on the mantle. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, like these fireplaces, like in your grandfather's, were they? Did they have bigger openings than the kind that they have nowadays?
Oh yes, it is all made out of rock and. It was the mantle was made out of and built into the fireplace walls too, and that the mantle was cut out of just a native stone. It is a sand rock. It is I guess 4 inches thick.
The mantle was made out of stone.
Yes, it is all cut out of rock, and built right in. It was a part of the run that made a run of the fireplace. Of the chimney of the
mm-hmm.
fireplace,
mm-hmm.
And it is 6 or 8. I'd say it is 6 or 8 feet long. This rock that's
mm-hmm.
made out of mantle. I mean, it made the mantle that was. Of course, all the inside of his where nowadays they make the fireplace, you know, make them look pretty and whatnot. But back then, the type rock they made is what made them look the prettiest.
Mm-hmm.
And his the rock that covered each side. They stood them up and down. But behind that, of course, they had their other rock laying in there across flat way.
Mm-hmm.
But he had two rocks, and they were he had put them in there himself. Of course, when he quit practicing law and moved out there, well, he done a little extra to his house, and he fit those rocks in the front of his fireplace that way. And they was real pretty. I remember that. And of course, one of the things always there where he'd strike his match, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
and it had the streak across the rock there where he always struck the match the same place.
Oh, there's a streaker.
Yes,
yeah,
all the way across that pretty rock where he'd strike that match. Of course, he was getting up in years, but there's that streak across that where he'd strike his match. And
so, like, when they wanted to start a fire, what do you call the kind of wood that you used to start
it? Well, of course, in the beginning of it, while they'd And my grandfather chopped all of his wood.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He had a buck saw, but he didn't want to use it. But he'd cut a back log, and it would be it'd be pretty heavy timber. In fact, I've seen him have to roll the things in and finally get them through the door, and then it'd be pretty easy to roll it up on the hearth and right on in. He'd just pick his fire dogs up with his poking iron, you know,
mm-hmm.
and set them over to the side and then roll this back log in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got larger wood. I mean, it wasn't as big as the back log, but his regular